if you love what you do, you want to do it as much as you can for as long as you can. You know what I mean? It's just that simple to me. It's not really work. It's just, this is what I enjoy doing.
Kobe was someone I just always wanted to kind of be like and play like, just being a competitor.
He's revolutionized the shooting guard position, and it's brought so much beauty to the game.
Like Kobe, I look up to Kobe Bryant.
This guy, ice water in his veins.
Three, Kobe, go!
He's done so much for the game. You know, he pretty much put the ball in a lot of people's hands trying to make him be like Kobe.
Words that come to my mind when I hear Black Mamba.
One of the deadliest strikers. He's always trying to take your heart out, man. You got to be ready for that.
Everything I learned came from Kobe.
No words can explain his impact he had on this floor. You know, the emotional impact he had on everybody.
Klay Thompson obviously in some pain.
Don't ever question the heart of that guy.
I just wanted to go out and play for him. That Mamba mentality.
I'm not afraid to fail. Everybody in the crowd stands up and everybody's waiting to see if you're going to make the shot.
And younger guys looked up to him. You know, he's a hero. And we looked up to him. I looked up to him.
He's throwing those Kobe Bryant pump fakes.
But his impact will forever be a part of this game. He's a legend. Legends never die, so he will forever be remembered.
You know, you don't have that much time to play this game. And, you know, if you're able to be remembered, you know, for the great things that you did, the positive things that you did, making people feel, you know, great, that's a pretty cool thing.
Welcome to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. It is January 27th, 2020, and I got to be honest with you guys. This will be the most difficult show that I've done. You know, I've had some moments here being behind this mic, some moments that make it tough to come on the airwaves and talk to you all. You know, last summer, that was the latest one, right? With the passing of my predecessor, Earl Robinson, and discussing his life and legacy. And That was a really tough show. I think about when the death of Prince happened, and we got that word live on the air, and that was a difficult show. Anytime you're talking about a passing, it's a tough day. It's a tough day when you have to discuss it on Current Sports. And you know, you guys tune in to Current Sports on the daily because it's sports talk radio, right? You know, many of you have commented on our live stream numerous times and said, "Hey, Al, we love what you guys do and we listen because you get us away from the everyday world." A world which can be so cruel, especially here in 2020, when we have so many things going on, so much stress in our daily lives. You know, I've always said there are two things that take you away, that can just transport you into a happy dimension, at least for a little bit. And those two things are sports and music. And you know, what you just heard, us opening up the show, this is a Facebook Live online only edition of WKAR's Current Sports due to our continuing coverage of the President Donald Trump Senate impeachment hearings, which you can listen to at WKAR AM 870 or 105.1 FM. So we have been doing Facebook Live shows. Now, this is week number two due to our coverage of those impeachment hearings. So we can go as long as you guys want to go with this. And of course, we are going to be talking about just one topic today. Just one topic, because got to be real with you guys. I really wouldn't feel right in my soul, in my heart, if we talked about anything other than the biggest story in sports right now. The death of Kobe Bryant. I still can't believe I'm saying that. The death of Kobe Bryant. You know, I was at a shoot yesterday. I had to work yesterday. You guys know who listened to the show on the regular. I'm entering year three now of acting, and you know, I've got a new project coming, and we were shooting some promo videos for it in Lansing yesterday. Shout out to the great director, Ken Nelson, and also, you know, my man, Sean. We were out at this promo shoot, and, you know, I'm getting ready, and well, I'm really just kind of sitting there waiting for my chance to get on camera, and I'm sitting next to a fellow actor by the name of Ward, who is you know, a fellow actor and a great, great dude in local media as well. And you know, I'm waiting to go up there and kind of pub the film a little bit. And Ward turns to me and says, "Al, Kobe Bryant just died." And I said, that's, I mean, like, I thought he was like, I thought it was some kind of sick joke. Like, dude, the first thought that came to my mind was, man, get off whatever rinky-dink website you are on. That's what we, what's the term we use nowadays? Fake news, right? That's fake news, dude. What are you talking about? And then he looks at me. Ward gives me a serious look and says, "Kobe Bryant has just died." And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about, man?" And then he proceeds to show me his phone. And it's a report coming from TMZ. TMZ, which is a pretty credible source, but I didn't want to believe it. Once I read it, though, there was a small part of denial that hit me. And then there was, I've never had, you know, it was just a weird feeling, just like I'm sure many of you had when you heard this news. You know, I had to stand up because I had like chills that went all over my body and my heart started beating real fast. You know, I started getting kind of jittery. Palms start sweating a little bit and I had to kind of get up and walk around the room. Thank goodness it was in the middle of a take with some of the other castmates of the film. Because I got up and I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? I had to kind of walk it off and I'm like, no, that can't. Then the denial hits in and I'm like, hold on, I went to my phone and, you know, which I had abandoned when I walked up and I went back to the table and got on my phone and I'm looking. And then slowly but surely reports start to come in from other news outlets as they got confirmation that Kobe Bryant had been involved in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, Florida, and he's being reported as passed on. And as this set in, you know, you get this feeling of incredible sadness, of some panic there as well. Like, no, I mean, this is one of our national and international treasures, right? I mean, Kobe Bryant. Kobe is a verb. Kobe Bryant's footprint on sports and in popular culture is massive. And as I sat there trying to process that news, it hits me that, I mean, it hits us all that, I mean, he's so young. He's 41 years old. And then it hits me, who else is in that helicopter? You know, so you're not only are you trying to process, am I trying to process the news that Kobe Bryant may be gone. But the other thought came to my head. I mean, this is a man who is he's a family man. He is very, very close to his family. He is very, very close to his daughters. Him and Gianna are always at games. Kobe Bryant coaches Gianna's youth basketball team, girls basketball team. And I am just sitting there praying that none of his family was in the plane. And everything just kind of stood still for a moment, you know, as this news is traveling across the room. You know, I was in a room of about, you know, I'd say like 10 to 15 people. And as we all got word, I mean, just everybody got emotional. You know, I remember, you know, Ken had to just stop what he was doing. He kind of walked off and said, this can't be, you know. This is one of those moments that you won't forget where you were, who you were with, and what you felt in detail. This is how massive this death is. I can't compare this death to really anything that I've experienced in my lifetime, maybe other than, you know, when I got word about Michael Jackson. You know, and I remember being at the Martin family reunion as a 13-year-old downtown Detroit at the Renaissance Hotel when I got that news. But this one hits a little, I don't know. Well, Mike hit very close. I'm not going to say that. I mean, this one hits home as well, maybe just like Mike, because, you know, this is a man who I grew up watching. You know, I put on my Facebook page that, you know, for anybody that grew up like me, watching Kobe Bryant do what he did throughout his career. And then, of course, the three rings with Shaq in the early 2000s and, you know, then him winning two more rings. Watching Kobe and trying to emulate Kobe. And even for me, you know, I rooted against Kobe when I was growing up. You guys know I'm a diehard Detroit Pistons fan. So that 04 NBA Finals run, you know, when you had Kobe, Shaq, Gary Payton, Karl Malone, they were supposed to win a ring that year, right? And the Pistons ended up shocking the world, winning that series in five. You know, I openly rooted against Kobe many, many times, but it was fun. And as I got older, I grew to admire the greatness that is Kobe Bryant. His work ethic, specifically. I don't know if I truly understood how competitive and how much of a hard worker Kobe Bryant was. I mean, you would hear the stories and hear teammates talk about him, but until I watched, and I encourage, you know, everybody out there who's impacted by this and you know, you want to learn more about his legacy, to go check out Kobe Bryant's Muse, M-U-S-E. It's a documentary that Kobe Bryant did in partnership with Showtime. And it details Kobe Bryant's battles, all of his battles. The situation, you know, with the sexual assault case. And how that broke him, and then the transformation after that to adopting this Black Mamba mentality. Then it details the injury to his Achilles heel, and you get to see a firsthand look at his rehab process, his rehabilitation process, You know, he even goes all the way back to his childhood and talks about the pressures of being a high school basketball phenom who made the leap, one of the last to do so, to be honest, from high school straight to the NBA, and the pressures of that, and that really tough rookie year for him, where I think he only averaged like 7 points. You know, Kobe opens up about his childhood, and you get to see just how he worked himself and how competitive he is. You know, you get to see his training regimen. I mean, Kobe Bryant waking up before the sun comes up at like 3 or 4 a.m. and him going into the weight room and working tirelessly, and then going into the gym and working tirelessly, and then maybe taking an hour or two off and then going to practice and then working again after practice. I mean, this dude did not stop. He did not let you outwork him. Michael Jordan actually went on record to say a few years back that the only player that rivaled my work ethic was Kobe Bryant. I mean, check it out. It's really amazing, amazing stuff watching his work ethic right there in front of you on screen. It's unreal. And I use that. I use Kobe Bryant's muse. You know, I always say, man, if you want to be great at something, you know, I want to be great in everything I do. And I love studying the greats of many different crafts. And Kobe Bryant was one of those. Kobe Bryant is one of those. And I would use the muse anytime I needed to schedule some inspiration, just to give me a little boost. I would watch that documentary. So I encourage you to check it out. It's unreal. And one of the stories I love is one from a former LA Lakers trainer who said that, you know, this was a normal practice day for the Lakers, right? It was an evening practice, though. You know, practice ends around like 10 or 11 p.m. And the trainer sees Kobe. Everybody's packing up and going home, but Kobe was known to be the first one there, the last one to leave. So normal for Kobe to be there after practice shooting shots. And this trainer says to Kobe, hey, man, I'll see you tomorrow. Don't stay too late. Kobe says, all right, gotcha. Have a good night. Kobe stays and continues to put up shots. The next day comes, and that trainer walks back in the gym. You know, Kobe's always the first one to practice and the last one to leave. He sees Kobe. He says, Kobe, what's up, man? How long did you stay last night? When did you finish up practice? Kobe shoots a three-pointer. It goes through the nylon. He says something like 500. And then says, oh, right then, I just finished. See you at practice in a couple of hours. Kobe Bryant didn't leave. That's one of the many legendary stories when it comes to Kobe Bean. He inspires so many. And I don't know if you're like me, but I can't stop watching the coverage, man. I can't stop watching the coverage. You know, Scott Van Pelt, I think I watched his SportsCenter special, which was so well done. That brought me to tears. I wept like a baby last night watching that. As there were NBA games that took place that still took place yesterday. I don't even know how the NBA played games yesterday. I mean, there were players tore up, and I mean tore up about it. Now I'm watching Doc Rivers in tears as his team played yesterday. I'm watching, you know, Tyson Chandler totally distraught on the bench. You know, Trae Young goes out there, and I think his performance yesterday has some historical implications as it pertains to Kobe, right? Look that up. He was emotional. He was actually Gigi's favorite player. I'm looking at all these players. I saw Carmelo Anthony tearing up. And he said there were multiple times I had to, like, when I was on the bench with the Trailblazers, I had to just put my head down and realize that, yeah, I still am playing a game here, even though I don't want to be here right now. Then the Grammys took place. I watched the Grammy Awards, and to open up the Grammy Awards, Alicia Keys alongside Boyz II Men, she opens up the Grammy Awards with It's So Hard to Say Goodbye, tributing Kobe Bryant. And by the way, the Grammy Awards were inside of the Staples Center, the house that Kobe Bryant helped build. watching the Grammy coverage on TMZ Online, asking different celebrities, I mean, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? I mean, just different celebrities left and right, left and right. Hillary Clinton to Cardi B to Jay-Z to The Game, all weighing in on this. And to know that Kobe, you know, 41 years old is so young, to know that he had so much life to live and so much more to give to this world. He was an artist. Kobe Bryant was an artist. I mean, watching him was pure art. One of the reasons why I loved watching Kobe Bryant as I grew to appreciate his game as he continued to play was that, you know, he was a carbon copy. The closest thing, I should say, that we've ever seen to the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, who he patented his game after. You know, that mid-range jumper, the tongue out, going fierce to the hole, elevating. I mean, that was Mike. And that was Kobe. And Kobe was even arguably more fluid. He was an artist. And then he goes on after his basketball career to tackle filmmaking, and he wins an Oscar for Dear Basketball. I mean, this dude won an Oscar. Attacking filmmaking the same way that he has attacked his basketball career with that Mamba mentality. We lost a legend. We lost an icon. And I think the reason why so many of us gravitate, why so many of us have been affected by this death, is because Kobe Bryant, he was human. That's what we love from our sports heroes, to see that humanity. He was a man who certainly had some flaws, but boy, oh boy, how he went on to become a better man. What a story. But he's gone now. And his beautiful daughter, Gianna Bryant, Gigi, just 13 years old. That's what really ripped my heart out as well. I mean, my heart wasn't already ripped out. That you just ripped it out and then stomped on it after the news broke that Gianna was in that plane. Excuse me, helicopter, when it went down as well. You know, she was, you know, it's funny, man. Kobe Bryant had an interview with Jimmy Kimmel I was watching yesterday, and Kobe took so much pride in his daughters, you know, especially Gianna, who was seemingly following in the footsteps of her father and going down the basketball route, right? Gianna, there's so many videos of her working out, and she had a great jump shot like her daddy. You know, a tough, fierce competitor, Kobe said. And there was one moment they're out at dinner and you know, some fan comes up to Kobe and says, "Hey, Kobe, you got to have a son. You got to have a son to continue on your legacy." And Gianna was the one to shut down the fan and said, "No, don't worry. I got this." I mean, you would constantly see Gianna and Kobe on the sidelines at women's basketball games. They were frequent guests in the stands, front row at UConn women's basketball games. I believe that's where Gigi wanted to go. And she was darn good, learning from her dad every time they attended pro and college games together. And Kobe was the coach of her youth basketball team. And to know that they are both now gone. For all of my listeners out there today, I know you've probably heard this already, but I'm going to hammer it home again. Your loved ones, your mom, your dad, your brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, aunts, uncles, cousins, best friends, whoever you have in your life that you love, make sure that they know that, and that they know it day after day after day. because tomorrow is never promised. It's never promised. Many of you have been impacted by this and will continue to. This is not a story. This is a tragedy that I can't come here on the airwaves and say anything that is going to make you feel better about this. I'm tore up about it. I'm emotional about it. I will continue to be emotional about it. This will not go away by next week, next month, next year. This is going to hurt for a long, long time. But if there is anything that we can take away from this, it is that our days are numbered here. We know not the hour nor the day when we will say goodbye to this earth. So make the most of it and cherish the ones you love. My heart goes out to Vanessa Bryant and the other beautiful daughters of the Bryant family. My heart goes out to the entire Bryant family and everybody who has been affected by this. It's a tough day, man. It's not a good day. It's not a good day. I'm going to hit a brief break here. And when we come back, we've got engineering today's show behind the glass, the great Connor Mathis. And we've also got current sports production assistant Sean Gardner, who want to share some thoughts before we say goodbye to you all. We'll be right back.
They are going to let the shot clock run out because of the number 24 to honor Kobe Bryant.
Fitting.
Appropriate. As Fred VanVleet holding on to it. And the crowd recognizing what this means. John, how do these guys play?
I don't know. You tell me. It'd be tough for me in this situation.
And DeJounte Murray will do the same. The 24-second shot clock, of course, Kobe Bryant. Number 24.
Hawks in red, Wizards in blue. And now, Trey is going to hang out of the basketball. And in honor of number 8, he is going to take an 8-second backcourt violation.
8 seconds.
And now the Wizards, to show their honor and appreciation, Washington is going to inbound the basketball, and they will take a 24-second violation. So the two numbers that Kobe Bryant wore in his career, number 8 and number 24, being honored.
All right, as we say goodbye to you all on this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, I just, you know, to sit here and talk about anything other than, you know, the death of Kobe Bryant, Gigi Bryant, and the other passengers who lost their lives, sadly, yesterday in Calabasas, California. in the tragic helicopter crash. I just didn't want, I know MSU got a win on the road against Minnesota yesterday. We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll get to that tomorrow, folks. And actually, I don't know if you guys saw the snippet, but there was a snippet of Tom Izzo, head coach of the MSU men's basketball team, delivering the news to Michigan State star point guard Cassius Winston that Kobe Bryant had died. The reason why Tom Izzo let him know that is because there was a chance that Andy Katz of Fox Sports was going to ask Cassius Winston about that death, and I think Tom Izzo wanted to give Cassius a heads up that Kobe Bryant had passed away. So you see the video capture it, though. I mean, they played it a few times on SportsCenter. Tom Izzo says, hey, Kobe Bryant has passed away. And then you see Cassius, his eyes get big and say, Kobe? He's like, yeah. Then he's like, Bryant? And Tom Izzo's like, yeah. And the impact has been just felt all across the sports world. You know, NBA players who played yesterday, locker rooms just somber. College basketball athletes. I saw many women's. Kobe Bryant was a big champion, obviously, with, you know, his support of his daughter Gigi and her basketball aspirations. I mean, Kobe Bryant was a big advocate for women's basketball, and he would constantly show up to games with Gigi. He was a big supporter of the WNBA. He was always rocking a WNBA hoodie. You know, I saw Ariel Powers, former Michigan State forward, great. She got a chance to meet Kobe Bryant, I think, last week, and posted that picture to her Instagram profile. You know, Nick Ward, former Michigan State men's basketball player, he posted a video of Kobe Bryant on his video chat saying, go green. And then Nick Ward kind of freaking out. I mean, the impact is widespread. I'll shut up now, and I want to allow Connor Mathis, who's behind the glass right now, engineering today's show. Connor, I know you have some thoughts on Kobe Bryant in his death and the death of Gigi Bryant and all those who lost their lives yesterday in that helicopter crash. And we also are going to welcome live to the studio. Those watching on Facebook Live can see him live in Studio S right now, but Sean Gardner as well, Lansing native, who's a fantastic student, a part of the Journalism 418 crew. I want to allow both of you just kind of speak. You guys both wanted to speak today on Kobe's life and legacy. So, Connor, we'll start with you, man.
So, for me, you know, growing up, I was never really the biggest Kobe fan. You know, I was kind of like you. I find myself rooting against him a lot of the times. But, you know, when you look at his legacy, he's obviously a complex, complicated player, complex, complicated man. But there's no doubt that this guy was, you know, one of the biggest influences in basketball, not just in this country, but across the world. And I think you really saw that on display yesterday. I mean, you had Neymar in a soccer game halfway across the world, you know, a half a day apart, you know, giving his tribute to him. And, you know, global outlets everywhere were mourning the passing of Kobe Bryant. So I think that's just really a testament to just his range of influence and how he kind of he's another one of those players who made basketball from like American pastime, an American sport, to a more globalized sport. And I mean, that to me is his biggest legacy. It's not what he did on the court. It's how he was able to, you know, get this game and spread it worldwide.
So true. So true. I mean, he helped make it global. And, you know, there's a story that was told on ESPN yesterday about, you know, how, you know, those visiting China would get off the plane, and China apparently had Kobe Bryant. I mean, this is also, I want to make this point too. You know, there are some people out there, when you talk about sports and athletes, you know, athletes sometimes get a rep for being, you know, dumb jocks, right? Kobe Bryant was one of the smartest basketball players, one of the smartest athletes ever. I mean, this dude was trilingual, right? He spoke Spanish, English, and Italian. And then he was joking at one interview I saw that he was also dabbling in German. I mean, the dude was so smart, so culturally diverse due to his background and traveling as a young man. He won an Oscar, for goodness sake. I believe he also wrote a book. I mean, Kobe Bryant was just so well versed in so many ways. And he was always seeking knowledge, and constantly pushing himself. So, but that's a good point. But, when people come off the plane in China, they had Kobe Bryant on video welcoming people to China in different languages. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, his impact is absolutely insane when you think about it. And, you know, I mean, he's one of those players, he's maybe not the first, but he's one of those players that really kind of kickstarted the whole, you know, the intellectual athlete, the culturally aware athlete, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, certainly not the first, but he kind of is that transition into that more modern, conscious NBA, at least from the NBA perspective, that more modern, more conscious NBA player. I mean, you really got to think about it. I mean, would LeBron be speaking out as much as he did, or have the kind of vast understanding that he did without, you know, Kobe Bryant taking those first steps into really understanding the world outside of basketball too?
That's a really good point. Really, really good point. Very well said, Connor. And also, Sean Gardner is in studio with us. And Sean, first of all, how old are you?
28.
You're 28. Yes, so sir. You're right behind me then, because yeah. I'm 29. So you grew up just like me and Connor, watching Kobe Bryant and seeing those title runs in the early 2000s. I'm pretty sure this had a big impact on you as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely a huge impact. I mean, Kobe Bryant was essentially like our generation's Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan was a little bit before our time, but we knew of his greatness. Well, Kobe Bryant was essentially, he was our Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up an athlete myself, played basketball, football, you name it. And, you know, I wanted to be like Kobe, like any other kid. So it's crazy that we got to see this man's whole career. He was a worldwide figure, not just in the NBA, but in the world. And I mean, it's like you said yesterday, yesterday during the interviews, you know, Cassius Winston being an example, all these players, the thing I noticed first was a lot of them, they didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it when I first saw the news. Tiger Woods, did you see Tiger Woods?
I saw Tiger. Tiger
he was like, excuse
word.
Me, what?
Yeah, you know, he was on the, I guess he just wrapped up his final round at the Farmers Owner Insurance Open. And you know, his caddy says, and you can hear him, his caddy say, hey, because they were apparently chanting to Tiger, do it for Mamba.
Yeah.
Do it for Mamba. And Tiger's like, I don't know what the heck you guys are talking about, but I'm just trying to win a tournament here.
Yeah.
And he gets off the 18th hole, and that's when the camera catches him talking to his caddy. His caddy says, Kobe Bryant has died. And then Tiger has this immediate response, and he says, excuse me?
Yeah.
He says, Tiger Woods has died. And then he goes right from there to an interview where he just has to kind of react and kind of keep his emotions in check. But yeah, Tiger... Yeah. Effect is wide-reaching, right?
Yeah, God bless all those players that had the play. I don't know how they did it.
I don't either.
I don't know what they're going to do tomorrow when the Lakers play the Clippers. It's going to be a very interesting game.
Is that tomorrow? Was that tonight or tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
It's Tuesday. Night. Tuesday.
That's Tuesday. Wow. I mean, how? Yeah, that's the Battle of L.A.
That's a Battle of L.A., yeah. And it's just going to be a crazy kind of moment, too. I mean, the other thing I didn't add, too, was yesterday just felt, you know, Sean and I were talking about this a little bit beforehand. Yesterday felt like one of those moments in history is like, where were you when Kobe Bryant died?
Well, yeah, I told you where I was. Where were you guys? Sean, where were you when you got the news yesterday? What were you doing? Who were you with? Because it's something you won't forget ever.
I was actually in my apartment with my roommate getting ready to watch the Michigan State game. And the news came out before that. And honestly, it was hard to focus on the game.
Yeah,
as a fan of the team, I was just like, yeah, MSU won, but there's bigger things going on right now. And
gotcha. So you got it with your roommate getting ready to watch the Spartans in the Golden Gophers. Where were you when you got the news,
Kyle? So I was also in my apartment. I was just kind of like, I was wrapping up. I was playing some video games, and like my Twitter group chat with my friends back home, my brother, someone sent the TMZ thing into our group chat, and my brother's like, I'll believe it when somebody else publishes it. And then probably right after that, you had ABC coming out. You'd CNN, all of these outlets came through and were saying, yeah, he was one of the people killed on board. And it was just one of those moments of just disbelief, just came out of nowhere. And I'm like, I just started texting my friends and stuff like that, you know, weren't in the group chat. I'm like, hey, you hear about Kobe. This is crazy. It's just one of those moments where it was somewhat comforting to see other people's reactions to it. But I was also saying this to Sean, too. I was checking Twitter. I was, you know, game came on. I was checking Twitter the whole time. Tw- Twitter for about 40 minutes just slowed. Like the app, the website wasn't loading because there were so many people going on to like check the news, and there was the news organizations putting stuff out there, and that whole website slowed down. And it was crazy because I think even like halftime of the Michigan State game, and the other thing too is I can't remember the name of the color commentator, but he was a teammate of Kobe's for that game on Fox.
Michigan State.
Michigan State, Minnesota. He was a commentator. And it sounded like he had just gotten the news like maybe 2 minutes before the tip-off. And he was trying to hold it together. You could see he was holding back tears.
Was it Jim Jackson?
I think it was Jim Jackson.
I thought that's what I've been seeing. Because I've been seeing a lot of people say like, Jim Jackson with an emotional reaction.
Jim
was on the air yesterday.
Yeah, he was on the air.
I missed the Michigan State. He was, a lot of the Michigan State game because I was at this shoot all day. And I didn't see Michigan State win until I just saw the highlights. I wouldn't mention who was commentating.
Nah, Jim Jackson was on the color.
He played against Mike.
Yeah. And then he gave his thoughts beforehand, and the first probably 8 minutes of that broadcast, there was limited color commentary.
Wait, that's the thing about Jim. I know Jim played against Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. That's how I know Jim a lot. But he also was in that era with Kobe as well.
Yeah. He was teammates with Kobe for a bit.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he, you know, in the middle, in the beginning of this, you can hear his voice. He tries to make comments every so often. His voice cracks. It took him about 8 minutes just to kind of get into the flow of the game. And it was real quiet for the first half. I mean, that took a lot out of me. And then, you know, when the news about his daughter being on board, then my heart just sunk. I mean, it was an awful, awful day yesterday.
And it is an awful, awful day today. It's going to take a while, man. It's going to take a while for this one to fully digest. This hurts. And I just can't stop thinking about it. I just feel like this isn't real still. I feel like, you know, this is just a dream. I'm going to wake up. Well, not a dream, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare that I'm about to get waken up from. This can't be real. It's surreal. It really, really is. He was born August 23rd, 1978, out in Philly. Drafted out of Lower Merion High School by the Charlotte Hornets, 13th overall pick of 96, immediately traded to the LA Lakers for veteran center Vlade Divac. And Kobe is a rarity, and you know, you don't see that in today's NBA. One great superstar playing his entire career with one organization, but he played 20 seasons in the NBA with the Lakers, 18 All-Star selections. Most valuable player award in 08. I believe he won the MVP twice. We can double check on that. I believe he won it twice. 5 NBA championships, including 3 consecutive. He averaged 25 points per game in his career. Of course, we all know about the 81-point legendary game against the Raptors back in 06. I still remember watching that and saying, what, did he just really score 81 points? Unbelievable. He also is the only player with 2 different jersey numbers retired on the same team. His 24-8, iconic up there next to, I believe, Chick Hearns. So it was 2 finals MVPs. One, that's a shame that Kobe Bryant only won 1 MVP. Come on now. We all know Kobe Bryant should have at least 2 MVPs in his career. But he won 2 NBA Finals MVPs. And he scored 40-plus points in a game 122 times, third most in league history. That's behind the great Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain and the GOAT Michael Jordan. Bryant ranked 3rd on the NBA's all-time scoring list when he retired. And this news came the day after LeBron James passed him on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Bryant is now 4. LeBron is now 3. They showed LeBron getting off the airplane yesterday, and he was in tears. You could immediately see that he was emotional. He had his hoodie on, walking in flip-flops and getting hugs from 2 individuals, and you could see that he was emotionally just gone. So, yeah. So, with that being said, some of the career accolades of Kobe Bryant. You know, I love how Jay Williams put it yesterday. Jay Williams, I mean, this dude has been doing double time. He was on for the coverage of Kobe Bryant's passing just about all day yesterday, and they had him on ESPN this morning and throughout the day. Jay Williams put it very eloquently when he said that nobody cares about accolades in this moment because you can't take that to your grave. What matters most in life is how you inspire people, how you touch people, how you love people. And that is so, so, so important.
We all know Kobe Bryant was a legend, but I love hearing about Kobe Bryant, the human being, as well. How should he be remembered? Final question I have for you guys, Connor. How will you remember Kobe Bryant?
I honestly, again, less about the player, less about the accolades, just as a, you know, just a cultural force for basketball. I mean, like I said, just spreading the game further than it is. And again, basketball is my favorite sport. It is the sport that, you know, made me fall in love with all sports in general. I mean, when what Kobe did for that sport, spreading it, helping spread it from just, you know, being a regional type thing of the U.S. being, you know, the power in basketball to making help spreading it to an international game really is what will always stick with me. I mean, forget about the championships, all that stuff. It, just what he did for the game and being able to grow it and advance it is just, it's unspeakable what he did.
Sean, how will you remember Kobe Bean Bryant?
So kind of similar. His spread of the game, he definitely changed the game for the better. And I mean, kind of to kind of get into his basketball, though, one of the greatest NBA players to ever live, one of the greatest of all time, without question.
His fierce competitiveness, man. I mean, he was one of the rare competitors that we see today that just don't want to beat you, but they want to embarrass you. They want to stomp on your throat. He was coming for you, you know, when he was out there. Again, thoughts and prayers to Vanessa Bryant and her young girls. Thoughts and prayers go out to the families of those who also were in that helicopter alongside Kobe Bryant. And again, hug somebody you love today. And if you can't hug them, at least give them a call and tell them that you love them. All right. Life is way too short. Before I do say goodbye, you know, I'm gonna save your comments. I see many of you. I see you, Mike. I see you, Ben, Aaron, Alex. My brother's even tuned in. What's up, Mo? Crystal, my brother from another mother, Johnny. We got a lot of viewers right now tuned in. I'm gonna read your comments on tomorrow's Current Sports. This will probably be a week long thing. Yeah, we'll talk about other topics for sure. But the day after this news, we had to address this, and I didn't feel comfortable addressing anything else. So tomorrow we'll talk some MSU sports. We'll also talk more Kobe Bryant, and I'll read some of your comments on tomorrow's Current Sports. So just simply go to facebook.com/WKAR News. You can also tweet me at Al Martin WKAR or tweet the show at WKAR News. Until then, we'll see you on Tuesday, folks. As always, be easy, people.